I find this topic very interesting, the topic of introverts and extroverts. And I was reading this article recently, and they deal with how it can cause problems in a relationship or between friends. And a lot of people have no idea that this is at the root of the problem. Extroverts, they love to talk. They gather groups of people around them. They attend endless brunches, happy hours, networking events. Introverts enjoy parties, but in short doses. Introverts prefer to be at home reading or spending time with their dogs. Many people believe that, according to this article, introverts, by definition, are shy and extroverts are outgoing. This is incorrect. Introverts and extroverts differ in how they process information. Introverts get their energy internally. Extroverts gain energy from being with other people, often the more the merrier.
Isn't this basically just a man and then woman?
Well, we're going to get to that. There are shy extroverts and there are outgoing introverts. Most of us have a little of both in us, but we lean one way or the other. Introverts often prefer to spend time alone or in small groups of people, and they tend to carefully gather their thoughts before they speak. Extroverts love to talk and typically think out loud, processing information by talking.
That's a woman right there. The end.
Introverts and extroverts approach the world in fundamentally different ways. Introverts think extroverts talk too fast, too loud, and too much. Extroverts often believe introverts are awkward, withholding, or cold. In a study conducted by the folks who run the Myers-Briggs test, and that's the one that tests your personality to find out if you're an introvert or extrovert, you can find a million ways to take it online, the Myers-Briggs test, if you want to find out what you are.
I'm Myers.
According to this study, 51% randomly tested were introverts, 49% extroverts, and introverts were pretty evenly split between males and females. So the society is basically evenly split, introvert-extrovert, and between male-female, evenly split, introvert-extrovert.
Interesting.
In brain imaging studies, brains of introverts show more activity in response to external stimuli. They say this could explain why introverts feel the need to regulate the amount of stimulation coming in. In contrast, extrovert brains show more activity in areas related to pleasure seeking. They find social interaction fun, and they're driven to create more social interactions. When someone speaks to an introvert, their brain responds with a high level of activity. It's as if several lights start flashing on a control panel, says one doctor. The introvert needs to turn inward because of all that activity in their brain. If the other person keeps talking, the introvert can become distracted from their mental process and feel overwhelmed. When introverts and extroverts converse, the introvert is quiet and appears to be listening. The extrovert takes this as a cue to keep talking. The introvert may shut out the extrovert, perhaps while silently nodding or stop trying to contribute altogether. So my wife and I took this test, the Myers-Briggs test. I am hardcore introvert. She is big-time extrovert. And this article talks about how that can affect a relationship. How they talk to several people who are introvert-extrovert within one relationship, and they have to compromise. You know, when my wife and I go out, I want to be home by 8. She wants to stay out till midnight. So we've learned that the compromise is we leave the party at 10. You know, not too late for me where it's really uncomfortable, but not too early for her where she, you know, doesn't get enough of whatever she needs. So I'm definitely the introvert, and I know that while I enjoy being with our friends and being out with our friends, I know they all think I'm weird because I am uncomfortable in a in a big social setting or even a small social setting. There gets a point where it's just too much for me and my brain can't handle it, and I know they all think I'm a weirdo because it's kind of like I shut down, or maybe I'm not as talkative as everybody else. I may be enjoying it, but my brain is telling me, no, this is too much.
I'm almost a crippling introvert, which is horrible for me because everyone always assumes because of your job and the way you act on the air, oh, you're an extrovert. And if you're at a party and you're not talking, You just think you're so good for everybody. You're too good, dog. Look at you standing off by. And now I hate social situations. I'm very awkward and I don't like to talk. I want everything to be quiet in the world.
That's what nobody can understand because we talk for a living. But it's different when you're in here.
You're getting paid to do it.
I don't know why, but it is. It's a weird thing.
Yeah, it is a weird thing. It's hard to explain.
See, I've joined Gordo's movement of everyone calm down and take a nap.
Yes, everyone just needs to take a nap.
I've joined that movement, so I think I'm introvert. I wonder if you can change during the course of your life.
I think you do.
Because I used to be, I think, a little more extroverted, but now I think I've changed.
Yeah, my wife and I were trying to figure out what all of our friends were, and we pegged Gordo as an introvert, but we had you as an extrovert.
You're the most extroverted of the three of us, George.
You think so?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But see, I go through some of those same things, though, in social settings where I'm just thinking, man, I've got nothing right now, and I don't have anything to say.
Why are people calling on me to deliver this
right? I really don't have anything to say, and I bet everyone thinks I'm a big jerk for not saying anything. I'm fine sitting here and listening to all them talk, but I really don't have anything to add. I did that for 4.5 hours this morning, so I'm good right here. And I think that it has affected us without question here over the last 17 years. So I think that's kind of changed me a little bit.
You're saying you'd be more of an extrovert if not for this job?
I think I used to be, yeah. I think I used to be at a party and I'm being in the middle of the conversation. Now I kind of listen more than contribute.
Yeah.
I think there's a lot to that.
It's hard to tell because we've had this job for close to 20 years now, how we would have naturally developed and how much has been as a result of you growing in relation to this job. But I do think that this job has made me much more, man, I just don't want social interactions. I just kind of want to, stay home and die.
See,
silently.
It's silently.
It's silence.
I think the job has affected me, but I think I've always been a pretty hardcore introvert. From the time I was a kid, my life was come home from school and I'm happy in my room by myself with my fantasy basketball league or my baseball cards, and I would show up for dinner and then go right back into the room, and the kids come and they want to play outside, in the street in the evening, and I'm okay with that, but there were points where, okay, I'm over this, the room feels better to me than the social setting. And school was always very awkward to me as a kid because of the social setting, and I couldn't wait to escape to the privacy of my room, the sanctuary of my room.
Same way with me. I was that way too.
Okay, here's an example, like a party, a get-together, 10, 15 people, whether it's a dinner party or just get-together at people's houses. Those things don't energize me. They drain me.
That's exactly what this study says.
It's like you're looking forward to the end of it when you can finally get home and, sit down on the couch and, that's over with.
Yeah.
Although sometimes I do find that if it's not too large a gathering, though, I like going there and just the listening part. I like conversing with people and basically letting them do most of the talking, like interesting people who really have something, a story to tell, or maybe something I don't know about. I like that. That is stimulating.
I'm much more comfortable, as any introvert is apparently, by themselves or with their family in their home. But there are times where we're out with friends, and like you said, George, I am really enjoying it. I'm enjoying the setting. I'm enjoying the conversation, even though I'm not really part of it. I'm enjoying it, but nobody thinks I am.
No, you're not providing enough of a feedback loop for them, so they got to constantly check with you. What's wrong? You okay over there? You're sitting there. No, I'm enjoying it.
No, I'm great. You're just kind of sitting over there.
And you look like you're, I don't know.
And that's what, talking. That's what I hate about being an introvert, because some of our friends will say, later to my wife, wow, does Craig not like us? And it's, no, I love all of our friends, and I love hanging out with our friends, but they think I don't. But that's just, that's my brain. I can't control it.
Right.
It's just how I respond to this. I'm sitting there silently, and I may be loving the conversation and the scene and the setting.
So your wife now has to say, no, he's an introvert.
Right.
None of them are buying it. They think you are a big jerk.
The extroverts, man, they can't get enough of it. The extrovert wants the dinner party to go until 4 a.m.
I have to work up a week's worth of courage just to call a friend to deliver something some piece of information, because that's a social interaction that's going to drain me.
Mm-hmm.
What is that? Do they have a name for that?
It's introvert. Yeah.
Degrees of it? Like, is Gordo severe?
I think I'm severe. I'm telling you, it feels crippling to me. And I suffer all kinds. And here's the deal. I mean, I've suffered all kinds of collateral damage from this. Because friends who knew me back when I was more of an extrovert, when I was young, you know, you're in your early 20s, and then now I don't have all that social interaction, so I'm a big jerk. You know, I've just withdrawn from them, and and I take it in the shorts then. But it's hard for me to overcome this introversion. And I wish I was more of an extrovert. I guess you should fake it till you make it, or maybe go to therapy to get over it, or whatever. But I know that friends just devolve into backbiting against me because I don't do enough.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, they say that most of us have, according to this study, a little bit of both in us. Mm-hmm. You know, and I kind of see that in a way in all of us. Like, I don't know how the two of you being introverts can get up on a stage and be lead singers for a band. I can't make that work in my mind.
It's almost like the talk show.
Is it?
Yeah.
It's weird. You feel kind of hidden in the music a little bit.
Uh-huh.
The music starts up. You're with some other guys on stage.
You're not having to talk.
No, you're not having to talk. Your game plan's set out for you. It has lyrics and words. Yeah. And that, to me, is easier than when the song ends and you're having to fill time between songs and speak to the audience.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That makes you sweat. But just performing musically is easy.
And almost nobody would guess that the three of us are introverts. They listen to the show.
Right, yeah.
They would assume, wow, you do that for 4.5 hours every day. You must be extroverted.
Yeah, but this show's tricky because it's three of us in a room. It's three of us talking to each other. You know, if you put us up on stage and we were able to see, you know, the 200,000 people that are listening to us right now, we'd all freeze up and just have failed smile.
I almost wonder if being an introvert helps you do the show, just from what you were talking about being more analytical. If you're an introvert, if that's required.
What voice is this?
Well, let's welcome TC to the program, who is filling in for Big Strong Jeremy this morning. Now, what was your point? We weren't paying attention.
I wonder if it makes
I was just you said that introverts are more analytical, and that seems like a primary qualification for your job, and I wonder if being introverted helps a little.
I think you may be onto something there, TC. Thank you for the contribution.
Do you see that there's a button right in front of you marked off?
Oh, my gosh. Come on. That's TC.
That's introvert-extrovert talk. It's 8:35.